Albanese says Australia simply can't afford to lose further jobs amid a heightening of tensions between China and Australia. The Chinese government is reportedly warning state-owned power plants not to buy new shipments of Australian thermal coal and instead favour domestic products. The government says it is working to resolve the issue. Mr Albanese says it is imperative the government continues to push for open communication with Beijing.
The government needs to always stand up for our own national interests. We need always to diversify as much as possible. That's just common sense that should occur in terms of risk management. But we also need to ensure that we continue to have a good economic relationship with China.
Meantime, China has decided not to set a 2020 gross domestic product growth target. It's the first time China has made the move since the government started to publish such targets in 1990. In the first quarter, China's GDP contracted for the first time in decades. Premier Li Keqiang is currently addressing the nation as part of its annual Congress, China's most important political event of the year. China's top leaders have committed to increase policy stimulus in a bid to support the virus-ravaged economy. Amid rising worries, job losses may threaten social stability. The Congress is also discussing a highly controversial proposal for a new security law in Hong Kong, which could ban sedition, secession and treason. Back home, the COVID-19 death toll has risen to 101 after the death of an 80-year-old woman in New South Wales. While around 15 new cases have been reported across the country, 3 in New South Wales and 12 in Victoria. All of those are linked to the Cedar Meats outbreak. Queensland has recorded no new cases of the illness. Globally, cases have exceeded 5.1 million, while more than 332,000 people have died. Meantime, as South Australians enjoy an ease in dining restrictions, which allow restaurants and cafes to serve customers indoors, in New South Wales, Premier Gladys Berejiklian has just announced 50 people will be allowed in the state's eateries from June the 1st. New research by the Australian National University reveals almost one in three self-employed business operations will not be viable in 2 months' time if current economic trends continue. ANU researcher Professor Matthew Gray says the survey results showed self-employed people are finding it difficult or very difficult to get by on their present income. He says many are digging into their retirement savings just to get by.
That is going to have long-term negative consequences in most cases for financial living standards, particularly in retirement. Younger self-employed probably have a chance to recover, but for older self-employed, you know, perhaps approaching retirement, this could be very difficult indeed.
And briefly, on the entertainment front, U2 lyrics handwritten by lead singer Bono has sold for more than $140,000 in a coronavirus charity auction. The sheet featured the words to U2's 1987 hit, "I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For." The auction raised more than $200,000 for the NHS charities Together and Feeding America. And briefly to sport, former Wallabies coach Michael Checker says he won few friends at Rugby Australia when he pushed for a Super Rugby overhaul during his reign as coach. He's told the Off the Ball podcast the competition eroded the sport's support base. Rugby Australia is facing significant financial challenges in the face of the pandemic.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
The temperature is pretty steady on 15.5 degrees, and we're looking towards a low of 9 degrees overnight after the sun sets at 1 minute to 5. Cloudy, high chance of showers, mainly near the coast. And the winds are southwesterly, up to 55 kilometres an hour.
Oh, that was my phone number.
No, it's my phone, actually.
It's a David Lindsay phone. So what's the weather look like the rest of the day?
The so the weekend weather, possible shower 9 to 17. And on Saturday, Sunday, possible shower 10 to 17. And back to work week Monday. And the kids back to school day, possible shower 10 to 17 as well.
Everybody's laughing. Everybody's celebrating. And kids back in school.
It's new moon as well. But yeah. Just before we get on, Mario, the traffic.
Yes, please.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Penrith, Mulgoa Road near Rodley Avenue. Emergency roadwork. One of two northbound lanes closed and one of two southbound lanes closed. So it's going to be a bit dicey there in Penrith. Liverpool, Hoxton Park Road approaching Flowerdale Road. A truck breakdown with the heavy traffic conditions there. One of three eastbound lanes closed. And there's local flooding at Moralia. If you're a local, you probably know it very well.
Well, it's not the show.
It's 5 minutes past one on a live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
Yeah, somehow I start liking Shire much more. Is there some news today coming?
There is some news. It's hot off the press, I believe.
It is.
We're going to be able to warm ourselves up in the pubs for winter.
Yeah.
1st of June, back to the pubs, 50 people.
Yeah. That's been very, very good stuff. So to our listeners of Live 90.5, the best community radio station in Australia, and this sexy voice of Mario Bekish on the Business is Mario. We have our guest David Lindsay, who shared with us his, I can't even describe the story, from humble beginning, being the smallest one, doing the soccer, football, two knee reconstructions, his goal for the trip of his dreams. Sorry, David, what was that place again?
Corfu, which is an island in Greece.
Oh, okay. Well, that must be it. I heard that one.
Well, just I was thinking there, someone from the Shire is allowed to Corfu?
At this stage, I'd moved out and I was living at Rosebery.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you got the passport here. That's what's like. And he went for the trip of his dreams with his girlfriend, and presume now your partner.
And now
right?
My wife,
yep. Yeah, your wife. And she was very happy in not for him getting into arm wrestling and being paralyzed right arm. However, David, with a humor, he explained that she is the one who actually helped him very much. But David, now, that's not the end of your story. Like, you know, I mean, you are just, you know, I mean, I kind of, it's like I try to find the good words, but it's like, you know, your metamorphosis of the man. However, you were sticking continuously with the contact sport, and then next thing was, you know, Darren, you remember Bruce Lee movies and his yellow tracksuit with the black line?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted this always, but, you know, I will look like a Michelin man with my belly. But it reminds me of the Wing Chun. It's a kung fu, which are David, the next step here, black belt in Wing Chun. Is that Bruce Lee?
So it's from lineage of Ip Man. So that's where, and Bruce Lee was a student of his, a direct student. So the lineage does come through.
So what possessed you after two knee reconstructions, Bala's arm, to go into Wing Chun?
I've got a weird mindset.
Okay.
And I was
thinking, well, we know that we concluded. Yeah, there's a psychiatrist also waiting for you. They don't know when they call somebody. So, like, don't worry, you have some counselor. Yeah.
So, in my mind, I went from rugby league into arm wrestling, and I suffered a worse injury during arm wrestling. So, I broke my arm. That went paralyzed for 4 months.
Wasn't that enough for you to say, okay, I need to stop now?
I think so, but I was still only young at the time. And you can't take the competitive out of me. Like I said with my grandpa earlier on, you couldn't take the competitiveness out of him. It's just who I am. And sitting around with my arm paralyzed, feeling sorry for myself, lasted for all of a week or two. And then I remember where I did my certificate for my fitness. Across the road from that was a Wing Chun place. And I had a bet with my wife who would be the first one to go there. And I beat her by one day. So it's lucky that
she joined as well.
No, she went for one practice class and she went, that's enough for me.
Yes.
Whereas I went there, and I obviously, like with anyone, you start off as a white belt, and you can use that for your business as well. We're all a white belt in whatever we choose to do. Whenever you start anything, whether it's walking, riding a bike, starting a business, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know the language. You don't know how your body works. You don't know it all, but I'm stubborn as well. And I kept at it and kept
This doesn't give you just credibility in your work, which you're going to talk later, but it gives you authority as well. Then Wing Chun black belt, but that was not enough for you. You found a spot which you can actually strangle somebody and roll on the floor. It's not the Greek Roman freestyle wrestling, but what was?
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh my God.
So I love it. And then on top of that, I did wrestling, did freestyle wrestling on top of that, just so, because it really complements each other really well, the striking, the takedowns, and the submissions.
Did you say in one brief moment, did you say yourself, enough, I have enough now, I done all of this and I don't want to do this anymore?
No.
So what did you do next then?
No.
Now you decide to actually now put into practice.
Yeah, it's
true pain.
Yeah, 100%, because what's the point in going in there and just trialing it out. What's the point in making a coffee and not drinking it? So when I started, I got into jiu-jitsu tournaments, and then I went from that. That was our game plan, was to have a few jiu-jitsu tournaments and then get into cage fighting. And so we got into that. Unfortunately, it was quite a few years ago when the MMA scene, it was really relatively new, especially in Australia. So I had so many people cancel fights for me, but I love it. And I'm not an angry guy, as I said earlier on.
You don't look like an angry guy. No, you don't look like an angry
guy. I'm a competitive guy. Yeah, in everything.
So what was the experience in cage fighting?
It's really will against will.
Yeah.
It's not painful because when you're in the moment, the adrenaline's just rushing through your body.
Yeah.
And especially when you've had a good training camp. So I had a few fights in the cage. A couple of them, the training camps were brilliant. With that, the fight is almost at half pace because you've seen it so many times before. You've seen punches coming towards you. So you shift. You can get the takedown. You can move around. You can control them. You can submit them. And I just love that. And there's no excuses in the cage. When I got beat, I know why I got beat.
Darren?
I'm just thinking about Daniel Craig as 007, that cage fight type scene. I can't remember which movie it is, but you're just channeling that right now. But I'm thinking, it seems to be that you're always chasing something. Is there something with
you? That's a good one. What are you chasing?
What are you chasing, and have you found it?
I don't think I'm ever going to find it, because once you've found it, what else do you have to aim for?
True.
So it's always about continuously improving. So in every element of life, and that's not just work, that's home, that's being a better friend, a better athlete, a better parent, it's always being better. And no matter what level I get to, especially now what I've progressed into, there's no stop standard. It's always continuously raising the roof.
So on the flip side, though, is that a weakness in that if you're not improving, is that going to get you down?
No, because what's stopping me from improving?
Well, sounds good.
So there's no one to blame, and that comes back to me.
The next broken arm, maybe.
Then I'll just work on something else. There's always elements to improve in. So it doesn't matter what you're doing.
I love the thought, and you're looking for the opportunities where you can find them given to you based on your circumstances.
100%. And we're all in, as I said, with this situation that's gone on now, there's opportunities for everyone. It just depends where you're looking at it. There's always going to be a silver lining to the cloud. Because you can either look at the rain coming down and go, oh, it's raining. Or you can go, man, it's making everything clean and green. There's positives to everything. It's just how you look at it and what you do with it.
I don't know. I think
we need a break to think about all that. I'm just bamboozled by this aura, this positive energy and everything that's there.
Well, you're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mari and Darren, and our guest there, Lindsay, in studio with us. We take a short break and we'll talk to you after the few easy notes of the music.
A song and some messages.
Song messages.
Alive 90.5.
She says she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, now that's the plan. I just ordered sushi from Japan. Now your bitch wanna kick it, Jackie Chan. Drop top, how we rolling down on Carla South Beach. Look like Kelly Rowland, this might be my destiny. She want me to eat it, I guess dinner's on me. You know I got the sauce like a fucking recipe. She just wanna do it for the gram. She just want this money in my hand. I'm gonna give it to her so she dance, dance, dance. She gon' catch an Uber out of Calabasas. She says she too young, no one, no man. So she gon' call her friends, now that's the plan. I just ordered sushi from Japan. Now your bitch wanna kick it, Jackie Chan. She says she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, now that's the plan. I just ordered sushi from Japan. Now your bitch wanna kick it, Jackie Chan. Now your think you got the wrong impression about me, baby. Just cause they heard what hood I'm from, they think I'm crazy. Okay, well maybe just a little crazy. Cause I admit I'm crazy about that lady, yeah. Finger to the world, you fucking paid me. I've been slaving for the pussy cause I'm running out of patience. No more waiting, no, no. Bouncing like a yo-yo. Living life from fast forward, but we fucking slow-mo, yeah. She says she too young, no one, no man. So she gon' call her friends, now that's the plan. I just ordered sushi from Japan. Now your bitch wanna kick it, Jackie Chan. Say she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, now that's the plan. I just ordered sushi from Japan. Now your bitch wanna kick it, Jackie Chan. Now your bitch wanna kick it, Jackie Chan. Feeling so alive. She don't wanna think. She don't wanna be no wife. She just wanna stay all night. She just wanna sniff the white. Can't tell her nothing, no. Can't tell her nothing, no. She says she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, now that's the plan. I just ordered sushi from Japan. Now your bitch wanna kick it, Jackie Chan.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1-800-009-292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1-800-009-292.
Station sponsor.
The Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
Alive 90.5.
It's 18 minutes past one and you are on Alive 90.5 FM with Business Insights with Mario.
Well, darling, that was a very nice introduction to our second part of our show, Business Insights with Mario. And darling, who manned this show, he's a truly best producer. You need to see his skills behind the desk. With us in studio, it's David Lindsay. Very unique, truly.
I thought we had Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan, like, you know, like, look, I was still stuck with the Bruce Lee, you know, yellow outfit and everything else. But, you know, people compare with the Kung Fu Panda. Wow, that's a self-promotion. So, David, you know, you done it all of this. So how did you use those skills now? Because in my introduction, you know, it was brilliant. You know, it was such a true privilege to read your bio. Which is, you know, you have the marks on yourself, in your skin. We can see that you've been truly injured, you know what I mean? And, you know, your happiness, your enthusiasm makes me, you know, full of energy. But how did you try to transform that, your experience, to assist others? And if you did, how?
Yeah, 100%. And it just happens. It's, you know, schools, universities, they're great teachers, but you can sort of fluff your way through that. With fighting, there's nowhere to hide. And a big mentor that I had was my wrestling coach, where it's all about learning life on the mat, the lessons that you learn from life on mat, because there's nowhere to hide with that. You can hide behind computer screens, you can hide behind phones, but when you have someone, when they've taken you down, when you're underneath them, you have nowhere to hide. So you have to really get comfortable being uncomfortable.
But contact sports, they are...
what you are, you bring this on a mat, on a cage, on a ring, and that's what it is. There's no mommy, there's no daddy, there's no support. It's what you are, what you're training, you bring there, your experience, your expertise, and most importantly, desire, will. So why are we missing this in our daily life? You know, I mean, why we don't utilizing this? And how are you passing this experience to our, to your clients or the people around you?
And I personally feel it's because people are so easy, or they want to take the easy option. People aren't really there to grind it out. They want the magic pill. They want the short, quick, easy option. They want the band-aid option. They don't want to really graft and set that foundation. Whereas with anything, like when you build a building, it's all about building the foundations. So I learned through my years as an athlete, as a coach, as a trainer. I've been lucky enough to train Olympians through to first grade footballers, CEOs, all the way to house parents. So covering the whole broad range. I take skills from that, from all of those years of experience, and bring them across into the business world.
So the idea about a foundation, that's interesting. And if I can explore that a bit more. So maybe lots of people are wanting a cement truck to come in and just pour their foundations and get it done. But actually, most of us will have a whole lot of bricks that are on the side there and probably just need some sort of guidance as to, well, to discover your bricks and to work out how to make your own foundation. Now, you've done that very well across your career and life. How can others that are listening out there, the 2 million that we always have on the air, how can they look at finding out how to make their foundation and take the next steps to achieve what they want to achieve?
Yeah, it's all about, because I also do a course, the 3 pillars of high performance, and we run through that where it's about really finding out where you are. Because so many people, they put, as we mentioned before, I can tell you the last time I've cried. I'm not influenced by other people of saying that's weak, that's not being manly. No, I'm tough enough and I'm strong enough to tell you. So it's about finding out really where you are, taking that time, taking some downtime, because people are so hyped up. They're rushing here, there, everywhere. And yet they really are just like pedaling their feet quick and not going anywhere.
And Mario and David, would you say the best time to actually learn is when you're in that kind of vulnerable state?
Well,
you have cried.
You said something very important, very, 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 which struck my mind. You discussed with David before on a breakdown about success something. Can you repeat that one? You mentioned something, fell forward or...
Oh, yes.
What was that?
Yeah, well, we're talking about how you, if you want to learn, some people are scared to fail.
Mm.
And I think those who know that they can learn from failures will more think about, well, if I'm going to fail, I've got to do it quickly and I've got to learn from that. And I think, David, you had the great point of, like, tag it forward, was it? Or
tap and evolve.
Tap and evolve. Yeah, because that probably comes from footy, like taking a tap.
No, that comes from fighting because...
Oh, from fighting?
Yeah. With jiu-jitsu, if you don't tap, you're going to snap.
Oh, okay.
So isn't that your something?
Wow.
Your
yeah, that's one of the five steps.
Snap. Snap, nap, tap, clap, and recap, and Nutella. So
So that's my 5 steps towards improved vitality. That's a keynote that I do. And I'm just so love getting it out there and getting to as many people as possible. But the tap is about not being scared to fail, because success, we all want success. That's the end goal. But you don't learn anything from success. It's when you do things that fail is when it allows you to really step back, work out what didn't work and what did work.
And can I just jump in there? You said it's the end goal, but it's the end of that goal.
Mm.
Because then you have another goal and another goal. And that is a key successful person is understanding that there'll be many goals through their life.
There has to be.
And it's not just the one goal that they may fail at. It's the next one and the next one. And you've had many.
So. Oh, yeah. And that's where you learn from as well. You learn from those failures. But as we said, so long as you fail fast, you fail forward and then you tap and evolve.
Okay. I do have a question, a couple of questions actually for you and Darren. My first question is why we don't learn in life, why we're not being taught in life that it's okay to fail? Like I tell you something, my uprising, you know, I mean, my parents was a different, and for my father was like, he just finished primary school, you know, get out of the house, which eventually he dumped me out, but I don't believe in you, never going to succeed, you're a failure. Like, that was my life, you know, I mean, that was literally, I mean, apart between 20 beers he has per day, but I was never been, no, I won't say like, I didn't know what a failure it is, but I was always having that stigmata with me, that I'm going to fail and then justify myself so sad that I'm good enough for somebody. And then eventually I said, like, look, you know, I learned it last couple of years. Your reality is not my opinion.
Yeah.
But why we don't learn that it's okay to we fail? What do you think, Darren? Why is it not okay to, I said to, look, I have a wonderful kid. Everybody has a wonderful kid, don't take me wrong. But it's like my boy, it's quite unique. And I mean, he's gone through challenging lately. And last year when I saw 42 stitches in his head, you know, I mean, removed part of the brain because of epilepsy and everything else. For me, he's a hero, right? You know what I mean? I will cry like a little girl, you know what I mean? I will be worse, you know what I mean? He goes through this very heroic. And he told me sometimes, you know, between the lines, I said, thank you, Daddy, you know what I mean, for telling me some stuff, you know what I mean? But I told him only my failures, because I told him, you know, learn from my failures, not from my successes, because, you know, that's the easiest way to learn. But why, Darren, we don't learn that it's okay to fail? What do you think? What's your goal on that one?
Well, I think it links back to the idea of bullying as well. So in the break, David and I were talking about that, and the saying, well, the bully is usually has been bullied. Likewise with failure, it could be that parents of a child, the parents don't want the child to fail, and therefore we'll put this idea of failure is bad, failure is wrong, it actually doesn't allow them to learn from that space of being vulnerable, having something not go right, and understanding that maybe it's even not failure, it's just something happening. It's happening process. And learning from it. Exactly. What do you think, David?
Yeah, I agree 100%, because everyone wants those A-plus grades. And with everything in school, it's very linear. You can learn it all, and it's very process driven. So it doesn't, parents really put that pressure on their kid to fit in that box. But nowadays, with everything that's going on, we have to think outside the box. It's no longer a square peg. We have round pegs, we have triangle pegs, and it's about finding what hole you fit in. And the only way that you do that is you try several different pegs. And the reason that I think that a lot of parents and close friends in particular really avoid kids failing is because they don't want them to try to be too big. Because if they're too big, well, then it's going to be a bigger fall from grace.
So you're telling me, Bob, that actually affecting our childhood is actually it's a stepping stone to that foundation, how we're going to behave in the future. Is that what you think, David, Darren? It's like if you be empowered by your parents and, you know, despite of the failures and being not, you know, continually empowered and taught it's okay to fail, we go to love life easier, or we just go to that life, try to please others but not exploring our capabilities.
Well, what I think it's to look at someone like your parents and knowing that you can learn lots from them.
Yeah.
But you need to do it in your way as someone who's growing up as a child. And you don't need their focus on what you are. And the one thing we did for our child is growing up is as soon as they could understand no for safety reasons, like you're going to fall off, no. And like the grandma's going, oh, don't be bad on them. You go, no, this is a safety thing. You have to. But then on the flip side, my wife and I, we've been totally open with our daughter. She can choose whatever she likes. And if it's something that we don't agree with, that doesn't mean it's not right for her.
Yeah.
But there's some things that you may want to say, well, this is a safety thing. We've learnt well over time that you don't go out with an axe murderer and find out something good. But at the same time...
axe murderer, that's okay, that's a good one.
You can go out in the night to a pub and go with your friends, and it might not be what we want to do, but if you do it, that's great. And so that's very interesting.
What's the biggest excuse, David, you heard from people why they cannot succeed or why they can't reach some goals?
Yeah,
before you continue, I'd like to say again, my name is Mario Beckes and English is not my first language, it's my seventh, and I got an opportunity that my biggest fear, and I'm telling you, my biggest fear was even when I started my business to talk to people, because I've been made the fun of my English. And thanks to this radio station who gave me opportunity, I started speaking English a little bit better. So, you know, I mean, I learned that if you don't ask and if you don't be surrounded with the people who can lift you up, not just the Darren, but there was a Jillian, our lady chair. What is the biggest excuse you heard, David, during your training other people, why they cannot succeed? Why not then?
A lot of people, they go, and I found myself in that situation for a little while where I thought, who am I? Who am I to get up and talk to people? Who wants to listen to what I have to say? Do I have anything valuable that they can use? And then it was pointed out to me by my coach as well, is that yes, I do have stories. I've been through a lot. I can help a lot of people. And it became that awareness that it's about being getting uncomfortable, but being comfortable in that situation.
Yeah.
And knowing that if you do fail, what's the worst that can happen is if I fail on stage, I'm not going to die.
Yeah.
People don't really care that much about you as an individual. They don't care if you slip over and fall. They're going to laugh. And then an hour later, they're going to forget. They're going to be on to the next thing. So it's really what I find is a lot of people put so much importance on themselves that they think that everyone else has as much importance on them as they do other people. Yeah. So it's just being aware that people, yes, they may laugh at you, but then the worst thing is just to not do it, not try. And then you're going to live the same bland, boring life day in and day out. And that's just not for me. And it's not for people that I coach or train either. And it shouldn't be for the majority. It shouldn't be for anybody. No one wants a boring, bland life.
That's very interesting.
Let's live exciting.
Well, we'll take a break on that one. Darren and I, we're going to kick the butt to David in a break time. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business at St. Mario. Darren and I will continue training our guest, David Lindsay, after the break.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. Everybody knew their part, from a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Yeah. But they fought with expert timing. There was Funky Billy Chin and Little Sammy Chong. On we took a bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they did it with expert timing. Oh yeah.
We are
The Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On linsfinenedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enroll now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. Sponsor, Keith Till's I Get Around show every Thursday at noon.
You're listening to the sound of Alive
90.5. 25 minutes to 2 on Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario. And during the break there, it was just a bit of fun kung fu fighting, wasn't it?
Yes, that was actually a good song. I'm going to use that one. I need to, what's a kung fu fighting? We are listening Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario. And great sponsors. Thank you very much for making this station great and alive. And I'd like to say thank you, big thanks to our guest in studio, David Lindsay, who is, you know, make me to, I don't need to stand up now and I'll be behind the mic like him, because he's full of energy and he's just a guy like you need to meet and need to talk to him. And as you heard before, his life experience, it's not short and then just amazing and admiration, noting that he can use his skills and his experience to improve and be empowered. And most importantly, he's somebody who you want to have around you. He's full of energy, enthusiasm, and he can pass not just the knowledge, but he can make your day better, because us, like, I'm just about to jump down. Now, before we continue with Kung Fu Panda music, which is like, that was a very great. So, David, snap, tap, clap.
Snap, nap, tap, clap, recap.
And then Nutella. Okay, so we spoke, that's for me. So we spoke, why was the biggest excuse people have, you know, I mean, when they try to reach the goals and you try to correct this. However, what's the most important that somebody wants to change himself? And, you know, like, he comes to you and says, "Hey, listen, my life is, you know, in ruins and, you know, doesn't work well. I'm fat, you know, it's not just talking about myself, but let's just say, you know, my weight and everything else. I really need to be pushed to the limits to reach my goals." Is that what they need, just to come to you, or they need to something else to have? Some other ingredient?
No, well, they've taken the first step, which is the most important step, is, well, they've actually taken two steps, is the realization there's stuff wrong. Because a lot of people, they walk around with their heads in the cloud. The whole world can be falling around underneath them and they're completely unaware. So the first step is, one, that they're aware, two, that they're reaching out. And then what they have to be is, they have to be utmost honest.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I asked you for the friend, his name is Mario Beckers. Why New Year resolution, Darren? Do you know why we're choosing your resolution? I was the one. You know what I mean? And I was the one who was always looking for excuses, and the only thing I didn't achieve, it's my body weight, six pack, you know, walking on the beach in Dubai, you know what I mean, and all this. But why are the people choosing some other date? Like, as I said, now it's a COVID. And, you know, as you remember, no, I'm sorry, I don't know. He lives in Shire. I live in the Kellyville. And I was, in the beginning of the COVID-19, the crisis, people was buying bicycles, which you can't purchase anymore, weights, treadmills, and everybody was walking. Everybody was walking like a, you know, preparations for the marathon and Olympic Games. Now, nobody. However, you mentioned something very important. Majority of people actually truly stay at home, binging on Netflix and the good food and everything else. Why are we choosing excuses rather than push ourselves, let's say, this crisis?
Because it's easy. People want that easy.
Why you look at me? Like, look at Darren, I mean, like, don't, like,
no, I'll keep looking at you. No, because it's easy.
You have the questions. Your friends, who are many, have many good questions. So he's going to look at you.
Yes, so you can look at me. So why are we not choosing the crisis to create something great? And the most importantly now, before the question number two, I would like to ask you, so you can continue conversation.
I noticed it on your LinkedIn profile. You every day have the very powerful videos. Now, I can't name the people because it won't be fair. It's not professional. However, there was a big names walking on fire, you know what I mean, and wake up 4 o'clock in the morning and goes without saying the names. They disappear with the crisis.
Mm.
However, you stay there empowering people. Why is that?
Because it's part of the, I'm part of the groundwork. And it all comes back to community. And it's being part of that community. And in order to be part of the community and to truly make a difference, it's not going to be one massive change either. It's little changes day by day. So that means you have to keep on top of them each and every day. Whether it's making sure that they get out and train, or whether it's making sure that they get out and have that positive mindset. Because no matter what's going on, you can choose to look at it. Is it half full or is it half empty? It all comes down to choices that you make, and it's each and every day. So if I don't get out there and do it, who is? I make it my choice. I make it my decision to get out there and make sure that we get these videos done every day. And as I said, they don't have to be big, massive chunks of videos. They're only 1 or 2 minutes worth. But it's enough to get people through. And during this time, we do need just that little bit, that little drive, whether it's to get us up moving or whether it's for you to think that it's not really as bad as what they're saying on TV. Yes, it is. I'm not saying that it's not bad. Don't get all Donald Trump on me. It is bad.
What does Donald Trump?
That's a whole different show, Donald Trump. I think we'll leave that one there.
We'll close the door on that one.
It's like I was just listening to all like...
We'll slam the door. We are Australia. No, but I'm just thinking, putting a perspective back on your glass half full or glass half empty, I always like to say as an engineer that the glass is twice as big as it needs to be.
That's a good way to look at things as well. That all you need is what's in there.
Exactly.
That's an even better way of looking at it, because all you need is already in there.
Well, we have the family mantra, what's now, what's next?
Yeah.
Anything else is beyond that? Well, now next is first, and then you can do your long-term planning.
Yeah, and the worst thing that people do as well is they go, what happened 10 years ago? I know that...
That's prehistoric, 10 years. Prehistoric.
I know, it's insane. And it's good to look back. I tell people as well, every now and again, you have to look back. And that's purely to see how far that you've come.
True.
But don't live in the past. So many people live in the past and live back in the 90s or early 2000s, which that's now 20 years ago. And they're still living there. And they wonder why they're not progressing forward.
Indeed. And so it's great talking to you, David, about these many things, but we've only got about 20 minutes left.
And, yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, so Mario, what are we going to focus on in these last 20 minutes?
I think we're going to talk about David and what services he's offering to his clients. But before that one, can we have some more kung fu music or like, you know what I mean? Like, Darren and I, we're still trying to kick the butt.
Well, I've got
David.
A party tune coming up.
Okay, let's go do the party tune. And we'll take a short break. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business in Mari. We'll come back to the wind up this show with David Lindsay.
At Waterflow Plumbing, we trust and respect our customers. In turn, our customers know that we will always strive to put them first and treat them with respect, honesty, and give them the best in plumbing. A good relationship with our lifelong customers works both ways. We at Waterflow Plumbing are proud to assist our customers throughout the many stages of their plumbing life. For all your plumbing needs, call Waterflow Plumbing 0488 300 480 or email info@waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21, Winston Hills Mall, and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And, of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
Alive 90.5. Broadcasting to the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
It's 12 minutes to 2 and it's still a cool 15 and a half degrees there, but very warm in this studio, Mario.
Yeah, it is indeed. Truly indeed. Look, I can't believe it. The 2 hours passed by like
flies
this,
by.
You know, really quickly. And Darren and I, we still couldn't tackle the David, you know what I mean, and the two breaks, you know what I mean, down on the ground, because he has some experience, which we obviously don't have, and plus my old age, my stomach and everything else, he can't help to Darren, who decided to drive the bicycle this year 300 kilometers without stopping and eating, sleeping and drinking. Now, the time to wind up our show, it's not about you, thou guest. This is this radio station and this radio show, it's your voice, it's all about you, and it's our privilege to host today an interview, David Lindsay. Truly remarkable person, and us, like, it's, I'm just nothing too short and to say, then it's truly remarkable and somebody you should talk, and you know he can help you. Now, before we wind up, David, as I mentioned through the conversation before, English no good, no humble glazer. Now I can't ask Darren every time to spell for me the name of the guests and everything else, so like, and you know our listeners certainly is gonna search for you. So the best way to find you, it's what?
Yeah, I do have.
Don't look for the Kofu Pan. That's me. But you know, I mean, like, you know, just like.
Yeah, hands up. Yeah. So I do have a website. If people want to go to that,
is, don't let me twice spell you. Can you spell the?
You're not going to spell. Okay, it's www.davidlindsay.com.au. So it's David Lindsay. .com.au, and the best way to get in contact it would be through email, which is david@davidlindsay.com.au. And again, I'll spell it for you. I'm just a nice guy. Yeah, I thought you were going
to
ask that.
Look, because Darren, he's just writing down. It's like a KPIs meeting. You know what I mean? When we come to the end of the show, I try to run out to the studio because Darren says, like, Mario, spell the names. You were listening a live 90.5 Business with Mario and David Lindsay. You can find again on Lindsay something.
DavidLindsay.com.au. DavidLindsay.com.au.
I have three questions for you before we go. What's the better, Vegemite or Marmite?
Vegemite.
You gotta keep a tally.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. If you have if you have the last $10 in your pocket, what would you do?
Buy Vegemite.
Okay, Vegemite. Okay, what we'll do?
I don't know. $10 isn't going to go far, so you'd spread it around with whoever's with you.
That's very generous of you.
$10 doesn't go far for one person. So.
Okay, don't disappoint.
Happy hour, I think that's three happy beers.
Yeah, there we go. I've got two mates. Here we go.
Yeah, that's great. We're going to have Dale Lindsay again on our show, Businesses with Mario. Darren and I have the last question for Dale Lindsay. Favorite topping on pizza? If you eat pizza.
Cheese. You can't go without cheese. And no pineapple.
Look at that. That's like looking like, Daddy, what's your
cheese is part of a pizza. What else but cheese, you know? Pineapple, you're saying? No, pineapple
doesn't work on pizza. I'm one of those.
Maybe
no
Vegemite
pineapple.
And cheese pizza.
Oh, God, I don't want to do this. And I'm like, look, I have enough for today. We're listening live 90.5 Businesses with Mario. Darren and I wishing you all the super-duper awesome weekend. And David Lindsay, you can find him at davidlindsay.com.au website. Thank you, Dave, for being our guest.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's been great. And yes, Business Insights with Mario. Join us again next Wednesday at 10 a.m. on Alive 90.5.
90.5.
Do you ever feel like a misfit? Everything inside you is dark and twisted. Oh, but it's okay to be different. Cause baby, so am I. So am I, so am I, so am I. Can you hear the whispers all across the room? You feel her eyes all over you like cheap perfume. You're beautiful, but misunderstood.
Is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hill Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153, or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Dogs are awesome. Think about it. When you give them a little love, they'll give you their heart. They don't care about how much money you make, how good you look, or even how bright you are. They love you for you. That's why we need to train more assistance dogs. They take care of people in need by helping out with everyday tasks, from opening doors to emptying the washing machine. To help us share the love, find out how you can get involved by visiting assistancedogs.org.au.
Hi, this is Barry Hall for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. Here's a simple word of advice. If you enjoy a drink when you go out, keep it simple. Unless you're a rocket scientist, you don't really know whether you're under or over the limit. So try this, either drink or drive. Don't mess around trying to do both. That way you'll make the road a safer place for everyone.
RAD, RAD.org.au.
Thanks for listening to the best in community radio, Alive 90.5.
Gotta run away. When we wind up in the same place, it's like we're looking for the same thing.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
You know, baby, I realize we've had a lot of misunderstandings and some harsh words between us. Because I couldn't...
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Pedwood. And announcements of the closure or...